we have established, and it's fairly clear, whatever is going on, there is a big cover-up about something. 38 categories above top secret, indeed. Right, I'm going to indulge you, Timothy. It's no use being accusatory and saying, well, this is unlikely, this could never happen. I think more productive will be to go along with your line, just say that these aliens have landed and they are here, which the book is to believe is entirely likely. Why are governments so sensitive about us knowing?
I think there are many different aspects to this problem. There are defense implications. First of all, for governments to openly acknowledge that there are alien vehicles coming into our airspace against whom we have inadequate defense should the need arise is a very risky thing to admit. Also, there are many disturbing factors. People have occasionally disappeared in aircraft, for example. If they were to admit that, nobody would want to fly anymore, at least commercially. There are many other...
It's a small risk to take, though, isn't it?
Yes, but there are many other baffling aspects to the subject, which I'm quite sure governments have not even begun to grasp yet. Also, from a defense standpoint, according to my information, the technology that is used to propel some of the craft that have been acquired could be used for a defense purpose, such as the making of a super bomb, and that is being looked at, unfortunately.
Do you know that's being looked at? Is that just more conjecture?
This comes from Bob Lazar, a physicist who claims to have worked on one of these recovered vehicles. He worked on the propulsion unit of one of these devices, and he says that everything is being looked at from a defense point of view. So obviously that's not something you would want people to know about.
But the American government can't be happy about you writing a book like this, or somebody like Bob Lazar shooting his mouth off right left
right.
And center, can they?
That's true, but on the other hand, I'm calling their bluff, since I know for a fact that they do have plans to exhibit an actual alien craft and or a body in a cryogenic chamber. This is the Cosmic Journey Project.
Yeah. Which you've touched on. So here, 9 o'clock news comes on BBC television, obviously, and the Cosmic Journey Project is to display an alien and an alien craft. It's going to be more than front page news for a couple of days, isn't it?
It's going to be the story of the millennium.
How are they going to make it? It certainly is. How are they going to get us used to us? How are they going to get our tootsies used to the temperature of the water on this one?
Well, it's going to be very controversial. I suspect that most people examining this craft, perhaps there'll be public access to it. That's one thing that's under consideration at the moment, I understand. Will simply think that it's something being produced in Hollywood. Mm. Something on the lines of Spielberg. So there will be many people who will refuse to believe it, even if they have hands-on experience. I think other people will become very, very excited. Some people will become worried.
Well, that's the point.
There might be an increase in admissions to mental hospitals.